ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、英回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で27問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。Listening 1.
So how is the job training going, Ken?
Yeah, it's going well. I've nearly finished the training at the factory, and once that's done, I'll have to move.
Where will you go?
I'll still be in Hamamatsu, but in another part of town for at least 3 years, and then I'll probably get sent overseas.
Overseas? That would be exciting. Where might they send you?
Well, because I speak Spanish, I hope they send me to Colombia, because that's where I studied abroad. But not too many people get sent there. I could end up in Mexico City. That would be fun too. But usually only the more experienced employees go there. I'd have to work at the company for a lot longer before getting sent there. Another possibility is India. That's where our largest factory is. And since I speak good English too, that's where they'll probably send me.
Well, good luck with the training.
Question 49. Where will the man live after his training is completed? Listening 2.
You came to work by train today. Don't you usually come by bicycle?
Yeah, but the back wheel of my bicycle got damaged, so I can't ride it right now.
What are you going to do?
I'll probably get a new bike.
Really? Can't you just take it to the shop to have it fixed?
That was my first thought. To have it repaired, though, I'd have to replace the back wheel and the whole gear set. Doing all of that would cost at least 30,000 yen.
Whoa, that's expensive. But won't a new bike cost more?
Yes, that's true. But money's not the real issue. The problem is that the shop doesn't have the parts I need right now, so it'd take several months before I could ride it again, and I don't want to do that.
Well, good luck with that.
Question 50. Why is the woman thinking of buying a new bicycle? Listening 3.
Good morning, class. Before we begin today's lesson, let me talk about your reading assignment. You'll have to read short books in English every week. You can choose the books you want to read at the library, but you should choose ones that are fairly easy, so that you don't need a dictionary. You'll need to read 4,000 words per week on average. Your grade for the reading assignment depends on how many words you read. If you read 20,000 words by the end of the course, then you'll get a grade of C. If you read over 24,000 words, you'll receive a B. You'll have to read at least 28,000 words to get an A, and for those who want to get an A+, you'll need to read 32,000 or more. In addition to reading the books, you will also take some online quizzes for each book you've read to test how well you understood the book.
Question 51. What grade will students earn if they read 26,000 words? Listening 4.
What time do you want to meet at the station for the movie?
Well, the show starts at 8 o'clock, and we need about 10 minutes to walk over there. So how about 7:45?
Don't we need time to buy tickets? And there could be a line. Maybe 7:15 is better.
I already bought the tickets online, so we don't need to be there so early.
Oh, okay. Still, I would like time to buy some snacks first. Could we say 7:30?
It won't take that long to get some popcorn or whatever.
I still don't think that'll be enough time. I usually have a coffee before going in. 7:30 would be better.
I really think 7:45 would be enough time. But I'll come at 7:30. I'll see you at the main entrance of the station.
Thanks. I'll see you there.
Question 52. What time will the man and woman meet at the station? Listening 5.
What do you think of the shirt, sir?
The design is certainly bright and colourful. I don't have too many shirts like this, but I am looking for something different from what I already have.
Well, it really suits you. And don't forget, these are 40% off this week.
I do like the soft feel of the fabric.
And it fits you nicely. Here, have a look in the mirror.
Actually, even though I like loose-fitting shirts, this is a bit much.
Well, I'm afraid that's the style this year.
I see. I don't know. I think I'll look around for something else.
Sure. Let me know if I can help you with anything.
Question 53. What does the man dislike about the shirt? Listening 6.
What are you reading these days, Kate?
I'm reading the latest novel by Peter Gunn.
I think I read a review about that. It's called Discovery, right? Isn't it a love story set in Bangkok?
No, this one is called Hidden, and it's set in Singapore.
Yes, I remember now. I like his work, especially his first novel, Dreams. It's more of a mystery set in Tokyo.
Yes, that was a good read. I think my favorite is the last one I read, which is about a woman working in Osaka.
What's that one called?
It's called Glass Ceiling.
Sounds interesting. I think I'll get a copy online.
Question 54. What is the name of the novel that the woman is reading? Part B. Listening 7から8では英語を聞いて、印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から C のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、Listening 7には問題が4つ、Listening 8には問題が4つあります。例題はありません。Listening 7.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to the program Cutting Edge. Today we have with us Hitomi Nomura, a fashion designer who specializes in tartan. For those of you who don't know, tartan is patterned, checked cloth most associated with the kilt, which is a skirt traditionally worn by men in Scotland. She's attempting to bring a piece of Scottish culture to Japan. Hitomi, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Hitomi, you're Japanese. How did you become interested in Scottish tartan and kilt making? Do people in Japan even know what tartan is?
Well, we call it tartan cheku in Japanese, and I think most people in Japan have a rough idea of what it is. As for me, I was an office worker in Tokyo, working in the customer service department for an IT company. But then I traveled to the UK in the summer of 2015. I fell in love with Scotland, and that's when I first heard about tartan and kilts. Then 2 years later, my best friend suggested I go back to the UK on a working holiday visa. But I didn't get the visa, so I went to Ireland instead to learn English. 1 week, I skipped classes and went to Scotland to do some sightseeing. While I was there, I found a kilt-making shop. I was so excited. I thought, this is what I want to do. I knew I wanted to move to Scotland and began looking for a place where I could learn to make kilts. I got a reply from a kilt-maker in Edinburgh who offered to train me.
What was it like learning how to make kilts in Scotland?
Over 7 to 8 months, I learned how to make several kinds of kilts. It took almost a month to learn how to make each kind. Some places use a sewing machine, but mine was different. I had to make everything by hand. Because I didn't know how to sew, it was really hard at first. My first attempts were terrible, but I still enjoyed it. There were other trainees, of course, but I was the only one from Japan. Even though we were from different countries, we had a lot in common. Being a part of that community wasn't difficult. It was much easier than I expected.
Besides training, how did you spend the rest of your time in Scotland?
After completing my training, I worked there for 5 months, making kilts for customers. After that, I worked at a Japanese restaurant. It was such a great opportunity for me because I met nice people who were not only colleagues, but friends too. When I left there, I got a job at a gift shop in front of Edinburgh Castle. I helped Japanese tourists understand Scottish history and buy tartan products. Others I guided around the castle. Working there is when I first thought about setting up a Scotland-related business in Japan.
This was in 2019, right?
Yes. When I came back to Japan, I started my own website and offered a kilt-making service. I didn't expect to receive kilt-making orders. My main customers were, and still are, Japanese women who want tartan skirts. But fortunately, I've been able to continue making kilts in Japan. I get orders from foreign men living in Japan who want a kilt. And, you know, surprisingly enough, there are quite a few Japanese men who studied in Scotland who also want their own kilts.
It's obvious you have a real passion for tartan, and especially kilts. I wish you all the best in the future.
Listening 8.
Well, thank you, Maya, for coming in for today's interview. It was a pleasure meeting and talking with you. I don't think I have any more questions that I'd like to ask you. Are there any questions, however, that you'd like to ask me about the position?
Yes, I do have some questions, actually. You've explained the job really well. I think I understand what the working conditions are like. If I'm hired, I want to know more about the job responsibilities. Your tour of the office, though, and introducing me to the people who work there was quite helpful. I wonder what you'd say is the first challenge that many of your new employees face, particularly in the sales division.
That's a good question. I suppose it depends a bit on where people are coming from. Most new employees are not from here, and moving to a new city can be a challenge. Getting used to the working hours is often tough, too. There are so many things to learn, so they often have to work harder, especially in their first year.
I understand. Let's see. My next question is somewhat related to my first one. You've interviewed me, and you now know more about me. If I'm hired, what concerns do you have about hiring me?
Well, you answered all our questions really well. We always wonder if candidates would be confident dealing with difficult customers. But I think that would not be an issue for you. You seem quite confident and friendly. You also seem ambitious. That much is clear. Some positions in our company don't have many opportunities for promotion or travel overseas, things which I think are important to you. But that wouldn't be a problem with the position you've applied for. You seem like the kind of person who wants to involve everyone and hear what others are thinking before making a decision. That's great. Our office often needs to decide things quickly, though, and we don't always have time for that. That's one worry I have, whether you'd be able to make quick decisions on your own.
Yes, that's a fair point. I don't think that would be an issue for me, though. Okay, my next question is more about what I might be able to bring to the company. What is something you want more of from your employees?
Well, in the past, we needed people with computer skills, foreign language skills, and people skills. Fortunately, we were able to hire someone who offered us English classes in the evening, which has helped a lot. People we hire now are also quite skilled with computers. However, I particularly liked your story about looking for things to do in your part-time job that needed to be done. That shows leadership. For us, that's still something I want to see more of in our office.
I can understand if people are nervous speaking in a foreign language. You won't have that problem with me, though.
No, obviously not.
Okay, last question. Earlier, you asked me about a time at work that brought me great joy, so let me ask you the same question. Could you tell me about a time when you felt great joy in your job?
Oh, wow. I don't think I've ever been asked that before. Well, I think I was really happy when one of the sales staff finally solved a problem that we've been having with a customer. It had been a problem for us for several months, and when they solved it, they were so happy. I took a lot of pride in seeing that. I think our staff enjoy it when they make customers happy or when they've been working on a project for a long time and have finally succeeded at getting it done.
I'm sure I would, too. That's another reason I would really like to work here. I think those are all the questions I have. Thank you.
Well, thank you again for coming in today. We will call you on Monday to let you know the results of the interview.
Part C Listening 9から10では英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A. True を正しくなければ B. False を選びなさい。なお Listening 9には問題が6つ、 Listening 10には問題が7つあります。例題はありません。まず Listening 問題について英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。Listening 9. You will hear a man talking to a woman about his stay on a farm. Look at the 6 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 9 will now begin.
Hey, William.I heard you did a farm stay last year. I'm curious about that. What exactly is a farm stay?
Hi, Charlotte. It's like a home stay, except you live with a family on their farm. Some cost money. At others, like the one I did, you help out with chores on the farm in exchange for your room and meals.
What kind of chores?
Where I stayed, chores included collecting eggs, feeding chickens, brushing horses, milking goats, and other stuff. Each farm puts that information on their website,and the chores you have to do depends on the farm.
Did you get to drive a tractor?
My farm stay family said that because I wasn't covered by the insurance policy, I wasn't allowed to do that. I got to ride on it, though.
Did you get to know the family well?
Well, they were super busy taking care of the farm each day, so we spent less time with each other than I'd expected. But we shared some meals together. That was a good chance to get to know each other better. We also talked in the evening sometimes.The 2 weeks actually went by pretty quickly.
What was your room like?
My room was kind of plain, but I didn't mind at all. It was on the third floor, so I had a good view of the entire farm.
Did it smell on the farm?
Of course. There were pigs, cows, chickens, horses, you name it. I got accustomed to it pretty fast, though. The family used to joke that their farm smelled better than a city bus, and they were right.
Your farm stay sounds pretty cool. How did you set that up?
I did some research online.And found one farm stay that looked good. After that, I spoke online directly with the family that owns the farm and then made a reservation on their website. Sounds like you're really curious. Are you thinking about doing a farm stay yourself?
Yeah, I'm definitely interested. I might have some more questions later, too. Thanks, William.
Sure thing.
Listening 10. You will hear a news report about a flight attendant. Look at the 7 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 10 will now begin.
Welcome back to our podcast, listeners. Here's an interesting story for you all. Guinness World Records has recently recognized Betty Nash of Boston as the world's longest-serving flight attendant over a career of almost 70 years. As a teenager in the early 1950s, Nash took her first flight on an airplane, and when she saw the smartly dressed women serving the other passengers, she knew that this was what she wanted to do in life. Later on, she got a job as a flight attendant shortly after graduating from college in 1957 and has been serving passengers ever since. Her first job was with Eastern Airlines, which later changed its name to American Airlines and which still employs her today. When Nash started, flights didn't require reservations and tickets were just $12. Passengers paid flight attendants when they boarded the aircraft. Passengers back then would also often purchase life insurance from vending machines prior to boarding. In a recent interview, Nash said her airline used to check on her at home to ensure that she wasn't living with a man, since those in her profession were required to be single. Nash also noted that the airline would weigh her before work each day and could suspend her if she had gained too much weight. Today, there are no height or weight requirements in the U.S., but airlines still have dress codes for flight attendants. Currently, Nash is 87 years old and has been given the option to choose any route she wants. In case you were curious, Nash has no plans to retire. She was recently quoted as saying, "As long as I have my health and I'm able, why not work? It's still fun." Congratulations, Betty Nash, on an incredible career in the skies.
This is the end of the listening test.